This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, September 9th, 2020. I'm Jack Munson from the Social Geek Radio Studios in Chicago, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Our top story this week, ServiceMaster Global Holdings, Inc. has entered into an agreement with Rourke Capital to sell its ServiceMaster brand's businesses, including brands ServiceMaster Restore, Merrymaids, and Amerispec, for over $1.5 billion. In other acquisition news, Levin Leichman Capital Partners, a PE firm in LA, announced that it has acquired Tropical Smoothie Cafe. The brand, which has more than 870 units in 44 states, will still be run by CEO Charles Watson and the existing leadership team. The International Franchise Association has opened registration for the virtual MOD event. That's Marketing, Operations, and Development. Information and registration is up now at franchise.org. It's a whole week of educational content around operations, franchise development, and marketing to learn what you need to know to run a successful franchise system and accelerate growth. By the way, the marketing portion will feature speakers from Facebook, Google, and Yelp. Comfort Keepers is continuing its participation in the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's this month. Comfort Keepers has more than 100 local teams across the U.S. participating this year. CEO Carl McManus said, "This is a cause that is very close to us, our franchisees, our caregivers, our clients, and their families. We have raised more than $430,000 in our past 5 years as a national team and expect to pass the $500,000 mark in our sixth year with this year's walk." Chipotle Mexican Grill is introducing a family TikTok challenge called Chipotle Sponsor Us to celebrate the launch of the group ordering feature on the Chipotle app. The challenge will reward 5 families who showcase why they should be sponsored by Chipotle on TikTok with free burritos for a year. Chris Brandt, Chief Marketing Officer, said, "Our Chipotle Sponsor Us TikTok challenge will inspire creativity on the platform and highlight our new group ordering feature, which eliminates the stress of collecting everyone's Chipotle order." In People News this week, Zaxby's has named Vanessa Fox to the new position of Chief Development Officer. Zaxby's also recently hired Keith Anderkin as VP of Supply Chain and Quality Assurance and Alan Ludloff as VP of Brand Marketing. Bojangles has named Monica Sauls to the new position of Chief People Officer. H&R Block announced that Ian Hardman has joined the company as VP and General Manager, Small Business. Regis Corporation announced that Chair President and CEO Hugh Sawyer will retire next month. Philippe Ethade will succeed him as CEO and President and will join the company's board. Panera Bread announced the appointment of Debbie Roberts as EVP and Chief Operations Officer. Sammy Siddiqui has been appointed the new president of Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen for the Americas. Juice It Up announced the promotion of Susan Taylor to President and CEO. And Peter Ortiz is the new VP of Franchise Development at Qdoba. Congratulations and good luck to you all. Today's franchise news is brought to you by Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business, tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. Friday on Social Geek Radio, it's Erica Garza, Director of Franchise Recruitment at Pizza Hut. See you Friday.